Hey, it's Vander. Finding Frequency, Monday. New week, ready to do things and get the ball rolling. Already rolling. My clients are on leave today because there's a public holiday in the United States. I think it's Memorial Day, right? Correct me if I'm wrong here, my American friends. But that also means that my day is a little bit more quiet, but also allows me to focus on one or two of the projects that I'm doing here locally. So time well spent indeed. Also had my daily walk with Francie. I should have taken my microphone to record my wisdoms that I was thinking about, but then realized that I left the damn microphone at home. So that is the extraordinary of the day, is the fact that I left my microphone and got to actually just take a luxurious, quiet stroll home, do some washing, support my wifey, who had a really busy day today. She was really working much harder than myself. So she deserves a little bit of relaxation, hopefully tonight, if Francie allows it, because he is always on and he wants us both to be on with him. So a good start to the week. Nervous. I mean, I have to admit that there's this kind of gut feel thing that, oh, like, this new project starting, there's so many unknown factors, but this is the time that you have to lean in and start planning. And the more you practice, the luckier you get, they say. So it's really about setting things up. And I'm feeling comfortable with my team members around me. And, you know, the conversations are going well. We're discussing a lot of things, planning, setting things up. And yeah, a fair amount of planning will have to happen for the rest of the week as well, and some critical meetings coming up. But I'm talking about private project things. You don't want to listen to that, but it's kind of encompassing at the moment, and I need to kind of balance private life too, and therefore hopefully shut down the laptop after I've recorded this and uploaded it to the cloud. And what else is new? A little bit concerning hearing some rumblings that there's another wave coming up in the UK. I mean, if they are riding a wave of the big C, then we are about to ride a wave here as well. And that's concerning. The reason I'm worried is that there is definitely kind of a huge lack of pandemic awareness at the moment here in Poland, or at least where I'm going and seeing what's happening. It's like there are still people kind of trying to social distance, trying to wear their masks and, you know, to stay safe. But the vast majority is like throwing caution to the wind, and we are just rolling, rocking and rolling. And then it's kind of strange because as human beings, we don't like the government to tell us what to do. But when the government says to do something like this, like don't wear your masks, then we will not wear our masks and we will go to a concert and just get totally out of hand with all the people we haven't seen for the last 3 years. So I can't balance that out. I mean, I'd rather not listen to the government and just take it easy. Just be a bit more cautious about things, you know, slow down, relax, and then see how things play out, you know. So, vaccination next week, hopefully. No, is it next week? I think it might be in 2 weeks, actually. And I hear my friends and family in South Africa is also seeing some kind of glimmer of hope around vaccinations. We're kind of hanging on to that. But of course, there's still a lot of research to do and insights that hopefully will come to light over the next couple of years. We just have to be patient. And at least if we grab these vaccines, I think we can have some semblance of a human connection again, you know, start moving about and not be stuck in my little office here. So anyway, I'm rambling now, nothing concrete here. Just a South African guy sitting in a little office in Warsaw trying to get through his day. And really desperate for another cup of coffee. Thanks for listening.